Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you're out and about, you're using public Wi-Fi, airport, coffee shop, restaurant, hotel, NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you. It'll protect you from online trackers. It'll protect you from getting your data stolen. It'll protect you from those just those malware that you get from those dangerous sites. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. But NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to protect you. And you can change your virtual location with just one click to get access to a broader array of content thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not just that, it works on all your devices. So no matter what you're using, you are protected. A 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free with NordVPN.com/Fightful, and 3 great tiers. Secure every device you own. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Listen, watch your favorites abroad, NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful here with a name you know. You're going to get to know her a little bit more this weekend. Hard to kill. She's got a big match there. We got Taylor Wilde. Taylor, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm so fascinated by your journey and by a lot of the stuff that you do. We cover your podcast a lot on Fightful as well. So right out of the gate, I'm going to ask you, what's your biggest pet peeve?
I like this. And thank you for all the coverage of the Wild On podcast. I do appreciate you greatly. My biggest pet peeve is disingenuous people. It makes me physically uncomfortable because I think I was always a good read of people, and not to get too deep and psychological, but growing up in a household where you might have to be a little bit more in tune with the energies and the dynamics between two parents, you learn how to read people so you can adapt yourself so you don't get yelled at or whatever that's controlled with. So when someone is an inauthentic or disingenuous, it drives me up the wall and it like drives my energy down and I hate it.
Is there anybody in the match that you're going to be in this week that you see as disingenuous?
That is a horrible, unfair question.
I need you to bury Killer Kelly and Deanna. That's what I need. Bury them.
Oh, all of them. Hate them all. No, this is the thing about Impact, and I'm always going to be the most loyal fangirl to the Knockouts. One, because that's my home, but two, we've got so many incredible characters and women who are literally being the most authentic, aligned versions of themselves, turned up to 1,000. Like, would you want to meet Masha Slamovic in a dark alley?
No.
I wouldn't. I'm not comfortable with her in the ring, let alone who she is as a human being. She's completely unhinged. Deanna Purrazzo, she couldn't keep up the facade. She just really is an egotistical, technical mastermind. And Killer Kelly, we are still getting to know what this person is. And speaking of unhinged, speaking of being methodical, and you always got to kind of worry about the quiet ones. So going into Hard to Kill, I mean, just chaos. And then don't forget about, we have me.
Exactly.
This person who's been on this huge spiritual journey, who's delved into the world of witchcraft and occult, and I speak about alignment and authenticity. I am living my best divine dark feminine life, and I feel like everybody, even though you miss the old Taylor Wilde, people get it. People are like really banding together with this version of me who is me.
I love it. Hard to Kill this weekend. You guys can catch it on Fight. We will have a post-show review the following day. Very excited for that. But I'm very excited to talk to you about your journey, because I know a lot of people were shocked when you retired. Like, I was one of those. I was like, my God, I can't believe it. But pleasantly surprised when you came back. But then there were some questions like, is she back? How does the pandemic affect this? Because you were back for a while, then you were gone for over a year. What had exactly happened there, like to prevent you from appearing?
Sure. I went through this really relaxing divorce.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I collect them. That was number two. I'm over it. No.
And now you're doing witchcraft on him and everything's fine. Like, well, what's the big deal?
Very real. Like, this is, I love this for me. When people are going through divorce, obviously everyone remains really level-headed and doesn't do things that are spiteful, doesn't use things like COVID as leverage to keep somebody in the country. So like real life just really kicked me in the teeth. Because there's nothing like being gone from 10 years from a sport, coming back and only being able to be there for 3 months. But there's the cliche, like everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. and things happen for you. They don't happen to you. I really think this is my journey. This is my story. And it pushed me in that time to really deep dive and figure out, what do I want to do as a character? Like, I've done the same character my entire career. And I was this all-American Canadian. It was very confusing. It was very squeaky clean. And truthfully, it was a bit inauthentic in terms of what I really wanted to do, like character-wise. I came out of the Attitude Era. I grew up in the business. I didn't really know who I was as a person, let alone as a character. But I had a blast. And I think people always knew I was having a good time wrestling. But the Taylor Wilde, the Wild Witch, the People's Witch, this is an evolution of not only who I am as a character, but who I am as a person. I know who I am, I know what I'm after, and I know what I'm capable of doing. And I am this dichotomy of masculine, feminine, and you better not get in my way because I've got some shit to get out.
It's funny because, like, I think one of my favorite matches I've seen you in was when you teamed with Abyss against Daphne and Raven. And the witchcraft character would have played really well into those other personalities as well. So that's what I was thinking of as I kind of saw that unfold. Did you have, like, an interest in witchcraft long before this, anything? And if so, like, how long?
Oh, yeah. I bought my first, like, Oracle deck, which is, like, a version of a tarot deck, when I was 12 years old. And, yeah, so I've always been into, like, punk rock and counterculture and metal music. And, you know, I was a 90s kid and in my early teens when The Craft came out. And it was the first time that I was, like, grunge meets these weird girls that I totally get. And, you know, I always was very, like, spiritually aligned in terms of, like, the paranormal. And I always believed in divination. I just didn't know what that meant exactly. Yeah. You know, your parents are like, oh, you're just seeing things and that shit's not real. And da, 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 da. And you're like, okay, well, yeah, makes total sense. But then you find your people, you find the community. And it's just funny because I got back into it about 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, because my girlfriend I was in developmental with, Chrissy Vane, she had been on a 10-year-long spiritual journey of her own. And she was the one who called me about 4 years ago. And she's like, this is going to sound crazy no matter how I say it, so I'm just going to say it. She's like, I'm a bit psychic. You're not in alignment with your life, and you're actually not done with wrestling. And I'm sitting there pregnant, 6 years into being a firefighter, and I'm like, girl, you are crazy. You are absolutely out of your mind. And here we are.
And
so,
and it's one of those things, like, I looked at it and I was like, wow, that's a fantastic addition to any roster, is having Taylor Wilde back, because you retired so early, not necessarily early in your career. You had been around for a while, but you got started so young as well. That I looked at things and I was like, oh my gosh, she's not even hit what we would have considered, like, physical prime or anything like that as of yet. Who was the first person in the business you told, like, I'm coming back, I'm doing this?
Well, Chrissy already saw it, like, in the stars.
She saw it.
So she knew. Who was the first person I called? Would have been Madison Rain.
Okay. And I mean, we see what she's doing now. Obviously, she's a very instrumental person in this business. Yeah.
Oh, she's probably, you know, I would say arguably all the girls that are women, excuse me, that I was in TNA with, they almost all of them have been, you know, my longtime best girlfriends. Yeah. But Madison and I just had that special bond. We always stayed in touch. And it was interesting because she was probably one of the people that really started to make that change where she became talent and agent as a female, as a knockout. And our world is changing so fast in terms of female professional wrestlers and what you would consider aging out. It used to be 30. Like, you're done. Now we're pushing the envelope because we don't have to trade in our families. Like, I brought my son to our last tapings and it was the best thing ever because Jet's there and Chrissy and Ryan's son's there and they're all four. It's like, it's the most beautiful, like, cathartic full circle moment for me, is to have this life that is bizarre and weird and niche, have these people that are my chosen family, and then we're raising our babies together in it, and it's encouraged because of Scott and Impact being the way it was. And she, same thing, like Ashley or Madison Rain, she's a mom. Her career is nowhere near over in ring, even though she keeps trying to leave the ring.
Yeah. It feels like right now, sorry to interrupt, but we have more active performers that are mothers than we saw in all the 2000s combined. Like, it's commonplace now, and it's really, really awesome to see.
And it gives me chills with you saying that, because that literally, you know, not to be entirely sexist in it, but what really changes for a man who wants to have children? Not a lot. Like, physically speaking, not only aesthetically, but like hormonally, nothing changes for you. For women, we go through this like entire gauntlet of hormones, building a child, releasing the child, and then being like, who am I as a mother? Who am I as a person? But you know, the fact that we're able to keep it together, and actually I would arguably say that women like remaining in their 30s, 40s after having children in professional wrestling are actually in their prime. Like women like Mickey, like she looks more incredible now, more glowy now as a mom. And
looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Then, you know, not that she didn't look the business before, but just it's so different. And like, you know, Botox and facials are wonderful things, but a lot of myself included, I would say like I feel the most sexy version of myself in my late 30s than I ever did in my 20s. And I think it's life experience. It's about knowing who you are and like just not giving as many shits, because you're like, I grew a human. What did you do?
And you did all this, again, you mentioned between becoming a firefighter, which is also not an easy thing to do in life. So, like, you have people that are like, oh, well, maybe she didn't want to take the bumps anymore. She's fighting fires for her day job. Like, what made you go towards that as well, to be like, you know, I'm done with the bumps. I'm gonna run into burning buildings, perhaps.
Mental illness, probably.
Are you still actively doing that, or have you stepped back with your wrestling?
Nope. 9 years.
My
nine
gosh,
years
amazing.
After, I'll be writing for Captain in about a year.
Hell yeah.
You know, I just talked about this, and I'm so inherently my whole life, this dichotomy of being feminine and masculine. And your whole life as a young woman growing up in the 80s, 90s, you're like, oh, you're just a tomboy. Like, you'll grow out of it, whatever. That's not actually a thing. Like, you can be both. And I think I've always been a bit of an adrenaline junkie, obviously. And one of the most beautiful things I got to experience with WWE and with TNA years ago is working for Make-A-Wish Foundation and meeting children that are terminal or at the end of their lives. And I just thought, I'm so fortunate to be able to have this platform and live this life where I give somebody a reprieve and a break from whatever's going on in their lives. But I also have such a part of me that is a first responder, that is a healthcare worker. And it makes me appreciate life so much more. And yeah, I'm just a dude on paper. That's really all it is.
I'm interested to learn what active knockout you think would make the best firefighter.
Ooh, Jordan Grace.
That's immediately in my mind. I was like, listen, she could probably do that. She hauls around dudes all the time, so
totally. I'd want her on my crew, and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to stand back and I'm going to look at the big picture. Cause like, I'm also one of those people, and this is what makes a good first responder, is when the building is burning and everyone's running out and screaming and losing their mind, I get real calm. That's how I know I've got serious trauma.
And not only that, I mean, that is such a selfless line of work to get into, like firefighting and all that, because there's not a lot that can go right in those situations, and it is your job to maximize the ability of what can go right. And I think that says a lot about that's the line of the work that you jumped into after this. And I do want to talk a little bit more about your first run in TNA, because I love the Knockouts tag team titles. I thought that was a great idea. I'm so glad that they brought it back. But you and Sarita were trusted as like the first champions of a major wrestling promotion in 20 years. How did that feel for you?
It was a lot. No, it was incredible. And again, I've had a lot of these full circle moments, which, you know, there's no coincidences in life. But so, like, Sarita's Canadian. Obviously, she's a Mexican Canadian, which is equally as confusing. She understands what it is to be these two things. But she was the reason I ended up being able to spend a few months living and working in Monterrey, Mexico, back when I was 18. And obviously, there's not many Canadians in the business, so it was even less back then. We knew of each other. We got real close. We worked together. And then we went our separate ways because she ended up staying in Mexico for quite a few years after. So to be able to work together for this American company on the same continent and then be given this massive opportunity it felt right. You know, with anything that's new, it always has its things that it has to be worked out. And it, you know, it was a different time in wrestling, but we had a blast. I wish the Knockouts division was a little bit bigger at that time, so we could have done more with the tag run, but there was only so many teams. So I feel like because they didn't maybe, like, not birth it, they didn't, like, nurture that division enough, the tag team, it kind of fell flat after time because they just ran out of shit to do.
Well, it probably didn't help that at one point they just released one of your partners who was tag team champion. That isn't ideal at that point either.
No, but
how did you find out about that? Like, how did you find out, like, hey, by the way, your partner's released. We have no idea what we're doing with these belts.
I'd been in wrestling long enough that I was just like, okay, this makes no sense to me, but whatever. Just happy to be here. That's kind of the stance I take with life because that's above my pay grade. And I don't even remember how I was. It was a really long time ago. I don't remember how I was told, but I could pretty much guarantee that I wasn't given much of a heads up because things like that is wrestling. That's what makes it exciting. Like, things change up until the very last minute. So it was very unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it happened. Hamada teamed with Kong. Kong got released. I can't remember if it's because she beat up Bubba the Love Sponge, but if so, worth it. Worth it, if so. I love Kong. She's wonderful. But now the titles are back. Yeah. Is that something that you looked at upon your return? Like, you know, maybe eventually that. And if so, who would your ideal teammate be for that run?
I'm here for good time, not a long time, so give me all the things. ideal. Oh my god, I don't know, like, that's such a difficult question because I feel like where I am as a character, I'm really just kind of getting started. Sure. So I don't feel like I could choose somebody right now. Honestly, it could be anybody.
And right now the Death Dolls are in quite a run too, and they're free birding the titles and all that. So might need two people.
It's true. Like, I very well feel like I might be in a position to be growing a coven. So, you know, like, I don't know. I just might find some tag partners organically. I don't know. Weird stuff happens in wrestling, right?
It does happen in wrestling. I hope some wild stuff happens this weekend. Hard to Kill, as mentioned. Deonna Purrazzo, Killer Kelly, Masha, and yourself. I'm interested, like, how much had you kept up with wrestling before returning? Had you been familiar with any of these women because they all kind of emerged on the scene during your absence.
Yeah. Like I said, I've always kind of stayed in touch with my sisters. I'm so proud of all of them and what they've done, like going from TNA to Impact or to WWE to AEW, like everyone is doing amazing and I've got nothing but love and support. But it was really in the past, like 5 to 8 years that I did stay more familiar with the sport because I needed a break. When I left wrestling, I left wrestling and I like couldn't be bothered besides making sure my friends are healthy and happy and all that other stuff. But it was the reason that I got back in when I did, because, oh my God, the boom and depth of talent in all the women's divisions across the board really stepped up. And I just thought, well, damn, I still got some gas in the tank.
And how are you? How are you feeling? Are you feeling like you can do this for the foreseeable future?
It's weird. It's like... I guess because where I am in my life as a firefighter, I have to look after myself mentally and physically, probably better because I'm older than I did in my 20s, where I just thought cigarettes and coffee were a diet and you know, a little few panic attacks really kept the weight off. So I think like through and through as an athlete, supplementation and chiropractic and massage, I'm actually healthier and probably more physically, I don't want to say superior, but I would say like, I feel like I'm actually hitting my stride now. It's just about getting that proverbial ring rust off, because it doesn't matter how many indies I do. It doesn't matter how many days a week I go roll around. Nothing compares to being in a ring on TV with fans, with lighting. You need to be in that environment. So it's a matter of getting those reps in. And I'm always going to be self-critical because I care. And I think that's a good thing of a wrestler. You never want to get comfortable, because that should be your cue to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah. And I was so fascinated by your status during that period off, because I was asking Impact all the time. I'm like, hey, is she still here? A lot of people were very excited about her being around, but you were also working indies at that time too. Specifically, I remember Jody Threat, one of my favorite indie workers out there. You were working against her. Like, was that something that you had kind of avoided? I think you had mentioned at one point, like, hey, I'm still with Impact technically, But how did that work as far as like your deal went? Did it like freeze or did it just kind of roll over?
I don't know logistically how much I could probably speak on it, but and like legally speaking, but like I was still under contract. It was literally just the fact that real life can get in the way of your profession. And because I've been such a long-standing member with the company, and because it is a family, we're just making it work. And I knew during that time I wasn't done, and Impact knew that, and that doing the indies was me staying sharp and me also trying to be like, okay, like let's shake shit up. Like let's figure out something new. Let's rewrite my story. And, again, as horrible as it was, when you crack, that's when the light comes in. And I think this was what had to happen for me to have this kind of like second coming, my resurrection of the wild. I'm really actually quite thankful for this really challenging time in my life, because I am exactly where I'm supposed to be.
And you will be in Atlanta, Hard to Kill, January 13th. You guys can check it out on Fight. She's facing Killer Kelly, Deonna Purrazzo, and Masha. Also, check out the Wild on podcast. Again, we cover it all the time on Fightful, but check it out for yourself. Taylor Wilde, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Sean. Always a treat.
Until next time, guys. We're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.